Next patient is Cecilia Tyler. That's T-Y-L-E-R, Tyler. Cecilia, C-E-C-E-L-I-A, Cecilia. C-E-C-E-L-I-A. And next, date of birth is 9/26/62, date of visit, 12/15/23. Please make a copy for the primary physician, please. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of sleep apnea and snoring. Next paragraph, fifth presence illness. This is a 61-year-old female who has past history for snoring and sleep apnea. Has been has had a CPAP mask at home but does not use it as recommended. The patient states she's overweight but is trying to lose some weight and she denies any significant cough but has some wheezing and denies leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history is significant for depression and anxiety. History for chronic pain in the back. And a history for hysterectomy and removal of an ovary. She also had bladder suspension surgery. And a history for hyperlipidemia and history for colon polyp removal. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. I'm sorry, allergies to sulfur and morphine. Next paragraph, family history, father died of prostate cancer, mother died of cancer of the ovary. And next paragraph, the assistance of the patient has shortness of breath, cough and wheezing. She has abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn. She has jaw pain and some chest pains, arm pain and palpitations. She also has some joint pains, muscle aches, no headaches, has headaches and no seizures, no itching. And she has gained weight. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female with a blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 88, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 193, saturation 98. HENT is non-phallic, people's reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supplement, bruise, lymphadenopathy, thyromyelitis. Chest equal movements with distant bell sounds. There are occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart sounds are irregular, so an S2 and a murmur. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, and organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexive 1 plus with no gross mold abscess. Skin, no lesions, no. Next impression, no. Impression number 1 is COPD. Number 2 is depression. Number 3 is gastroesophageal. Press the GERD and number four is hyperlipidemia. Number five is depression, and number six is hyperlipidemia. Next plan, patient will get a chest X-ray, a complete pulmonary function study, and a polysomnographic study. She will use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And if she gets persistent coughing spells, she may be a candidate for long-acting bronchodilator and oral bronchodilator and oral antibiotics. We'll follow the case with you. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Crossman, Sasha Crossman, and also for copy for primary physician, please. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in 3 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. We can send it to the circulation she will come back for a follow-up. Approximately 2 months. Thank you for the consultation. Thank you.